Loise Shkolim Chulin. So the Gemara brought this down before. The leftover money he asked from Shkolim goes to Chulin. So he answered, either it means, like the beginning of the Mishnah before, when you are collecting, you're saving up penny by penny, and it came out at the end of the time, you saved up more money than the Machta Shekel. So leftover money, according to Beis Hillel, is Chulin. Because Anan Sadi, you didn't mean to give more than what you more than the Machta Shekel. But according to Reb Eva, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, no, even in the case with one shot, you take out a large sum of money from your pocket and you say, Eilu l'shikli, still we say you only have to give a machta shekel and the leftover money is chulin. Moiser asirus leifer, the leftover of an asirus leifer. The Gemara will explain that's the korban mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. If he put away, he was makdish a flour for the asirus leifer and he had leftover flour. What about moiser kinei zavin, a zav that has to bring the two birds for the kabonis? So he set aside money for the two birds. And then he used up, but he had leftover money. Kinei Zavis, Isha Tzavam, she has to bring these two birds. She saved up money and leftover money. Kinei Yodos, Nishta gave birth, has a chiyah to bring these two birds. Chatoyas V'yashomis, somebody had a chiyah of Chatas or Noshim, and he saved up money for his korban Chatas, and then when he went to spend the money, he didn't spend all the money, he has leftover money. Is Maisra Nedava. The leftover money from all these things goes to Nedava, like the Mishnah before said also. A Maisra, the korban Chatas, goes to Nedava. Like if Shimon was Mazber, since there's no kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it? So when you put aside the money at the beginning for the Chatas, you're meant to be Mekadosh all the money. So even though you don't use it all, the leftover money has to go for the Karbonis for Nedava. Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal. Kol Shu Bo L'Shem Chatas, any money you set aside for korban at Tzachiyah that comes with Teres HaChatas, or else Mishum Ashama, something you did a shuldik, you did a Naveram, and because of the Averi, you have to bring a korban, then we say, Moisara Nedava. The leftover money from that goes in the Nedava. If you can't use the leftover money for Chatas, because you don't have a chiyah to bring more than one Chatas, you can't bring it for Noshim, you don't have a chiyah to bring more than one Noshim. So that's the klal. Anytime it means that you have a chiyah, in other words, it's a korban that's coming because you did a chet. So you can only bring one korban. So the leftover money can't go for that korban, so the leftover money has to go in the Nedava. In the double we explained already, that it goes into a special box there, and the Kohanim use that money to buy animals, that when the Mizbeach is empty, no Karbonis, they go and buy Karbonis to bring it in. That's called in the double. What about Moiser Oila? What do you do? You set aside money to buy a Karbon Oila, and you have leftover money. Is Loila. The leftover money, use it to buy another Karbon Oila. It's an Oila you could bring, but there is the double. So leftover money goes for Karbon Oila. Moisa mincha also a mincha. Bring from minchas nedava. Moisa shlomin l'shlomin. You set aside money to buy a korban shlomin and you only use half the money. The leftover money also vayt to buy another korban shlomin. Moisa rab pesach. You have money you set aside to buy the korban pesach and you have leftover l'shlomin. The leftover money goes to korban shlomin. Just like the moisa, the korban pesach itself becomes a korban shlomin. Who are then the leftover money of a korban pesach? You can't bring two korban pesach. So locker is, the leftover money goes for korban shlomim. Moisa nezirim l'nezirim. If somebody set aside money, or this is not a yochid, this is a tzibur. They collected money for the poor nezirim, that to come Torah you have to bring a korban. And they had leftover money, so the tzibur has to use this money for other nezirim. He has to leave it over for another nazir. What about moisa nazir? Means a yochid, a private person from himself, he was a nazir. And he went to put away money in his bank to save up to buy the korban, and at the end he had leftover money, is a nedava. Since it's a private money for him, now he can't bring two kabbonis, he only has to bring one. So leftover money goes in the nedava. That's the din of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Adi Anon Tamon, when I was up in Bavil, Shamati, I heard that called Rabbi Yehuda Shoyle Shmuel. I heard the way Rabbi Yehuda asked a question from Shmuel. That what? Hifrish shikla yameis. Somebody set aside money for his machsa shekel, and before he gave it to the gizbar, to the Beis Hamikdash, he was meis. What do we do with the money? Is ma yasu, boy, what should we do with the money? Is omalei, so Shmuel answered back to him, Yehuda, yitul l'nedava. Such money has to go l'nedava. And since the person was makdashit, and he for sure meant it, because he had a chiyah to give the machsa shekel, so even though he's meis, you can't give the money now to the Machsa Shekel because the person's been alive, there's no din now. but the money has a din kedusha on it that you have to give it to the nedavim. It has to go into that coupon, to that box where they use the money to buy the kabbonis to feed the mizbeach when it's empty. What about the moiser asira sefer shaloi? What do you do with the leftover flour that a kohen gadol has when he brings his mincha, the asira sefer? Is Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin said, Yolichim liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Yechonin said, the leftover flour is osa bano, you can't do anything with it, you have to throw it into the yam, throw it into the ocean. Yam ha-melech. In other words, le-nedit b'le-mer le-boy, you can't have any enjoyment from it, and you won't be over the yestamila. That's what Rabbi Yechonin holds. Rabbi Loza, Shemstam Rabbi Loza, Omar, he says, Yiplu le-medova. No, the leftover of the Asira Sefer, the leftover flour, or else leftover money, that you set aside to buy in a Asira Sefer, the leftover money goes in the Dover. That's what Rabbi Loza says. So Gemara says, Mas Nisen Pliga Rabbi Yechonin. The Chor from our Mishnah, it argues on Rabbi Yechonin. It's like a Tekashah on Rabbi Yechonin. Our Mishnah says clearly that the Meister of the Asira Sefer is what? Is the Dover. So Chor Tzerai, it's Rabbi Loza, and it's a Tekashah on Rabbi Yechonin. What does Rabbi Yechonin do with our Mishnah? How does Rabbi Yechonin say the leftover money or the flour for the Asira Sefer has to go to Yama Melech? Our Mishnah says clearly it's used for a nedava. Because what our Mishnah says, Moise Shkolim Chulin, Moise Rasir Seifa, Moise Kine Zobim, Kine Zobois, Moise Kine Yodois, Chatos Hashemus Moisar in nedava. Our Mishnah says clearly it goes for a nedava, not for Rabbi Yechonin. So we're going to head on Kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. So at Gemara, Mayavah the Rabbi Yechonin, what does Rabbi Yechonin do with our Mishnah? Rabbi Yechonin also learned our Mishnah. What does he do with our Mishnah? If the Gemara posts Allah, he'll answer our Mishnah like this: that Moiser Asira Soefa Shel Minchas Choita Shel Yisrael. The word called Gro takes out Shel Yisrael. In other words, there are two different types of people that bring an Asira Soefa. There's one, the Kohen Gadol. He has the chiv every single day to bring the Asira Soefa. So the Kohen Gadol, that was a Yechon's Halacha, that the Kohen Gadol's Asira Seifa is not Limidova. That has to be Liyama Melech. You have to throw away its Asir Banor. That's what our Mishnah says, that the Asir, the leftover of the Asira Seifa, goes to the Dova, that goes on Yisrael. A regular Yisrael that did a chet, the halacha is, if you're an Oni, you can't afford to bring a chatis by a korban Olu V'Yorid, who let you bring a mincha. You bring a mincha of an Asira Seifa, and that's the place of a korban chatis for you. If you're a Dalai Dalas, very poor person, you can't even afford to buy birds. So we let you only bring a mincha. That mincha is called an Asira Sefer. So when a Yisrael that has the chiyuv to bring a korban chatis ends up bringing an Asira Sefer, it has the same halacha like a korban chatis, that the leftover money for it goes in the dava. So that's pshat now Mishnah. So therefore there's no kash on Rabbi Yechonin. Like the commentator says, Shemincha schoita, Shemakri bedali dalas, a very poor person. There my sorrows are kaisam is beich. The leftover money he collected goes in the dava. To the mokim chatesu, because that Asira Seifa is in the place of a korban chates. Avol Asira Seifa shekoyin gadol lemikri chates linyin ze sheimaisu nedava. That the koyin gadol has the chiv every single day to bring an Asira Seifa, that's not the terus of korban chates. That's a new koyach of a korban mincha he has. So on his chiv, there we say the leftover money or the leftover flour has to go liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Yosi Omar, Aldo Olul Abba Baraba. Aldo means on this kashal, on this sugya that we're soon going to talk about, did Abba Baraba ask a question? Like he said, the Kavanah, Aldo Olul Abba Baraba, Al Ho de Maisi de Somach, on the sugya the Gemara is soon going to bring, Hikshali Avua de Shmuel, Diyu Abba Baraba. That was Abba Baraba. That was Shmuel's father. That Shmuel's father asked me a shayla on this sugya. So that's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. That Abba Rabba asked me a question on this next sugya. The Inun Amrinun, there are some people that hold that Minayin, means Shebnei Bavel, the people in Bavel used to say, Minayin, how do we know? Sha Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomin. How do we know that the Korban Pesach comes out to be a Korban Shlomin? That when either the leftover money for Korban Pesach, we're saying in our Mishnah, goes for Korban Shlomin, or else the Chlal, a Korban Pesach itself, Liachas Manoi becomes to be a Korban Shlomim. How do we know this? How do we know that a Korban Pesach changes over to be a Korban Shlomim? Or else the leftover money goes for Shlomim. Talmud Lomim of the Pesach says like this in Vayikra. V'yim minat tzorin karbonoi. If you bring in a Korban from tzorin from sheep, lezevach Shlomim. So we dash in, kol shu minat tzorin. Any Korban that only comes, But Havminus now that comes from sheep, bor shlomim, comes to be a shlomim. So since the Korban Pesach also is from sheep, you could bring it from either kvosim or izim, you could bring a Korban Pesach from tzoin. Tzoin means either lambs or else goats. So since the Korban Pesach is also minat tzoin, it ends up to be a shlomim. So Korban Eved says, lav kruah yisair, it's not an extra posik adorish, ela mashmois of the kruah, that's pshan the posik. Mashmoy hochi, v'yemdover habom minat tzoin, anything you bring in from sheep, ta'ayno pesach, like a Korban Pesach, shayna bo ela minat tzoin, a Korban Pesach is only from sheep, hoya kaboni arehi luzevach ha-shlomim, it also comes to be a Korban Shlomim. V'yakorkok, what is going on? Shloy bizmani komer, after Pesach, di bizmano yafim liyel the posol, on Pesach itself, like an Erev Pesach, a Korban Pesach has to be geshachten only l'shem Pesach. He geshachted then l'shem shlomim is possible. So the Gemara now means to say, Moiser Korban Pesach. After Pesach, what do you do with the Korban? It comes to be a shlomim. So Bavli learned from this pasuk. So he sivon, he has the kasha. He's Abba Barabba, he has the kasha on this Rosha. Harei Oila. Why don't you say that a Pesach should come to be a Korban Oila? Harei Oila. Minat Sein. Dovar Shein of, yeah. Where oil is also minat tzoin. So why don't we say an oil also? Yeah. There's a Korban that says, Minolon the kor of dafke shlomim. How do we know the leftover Pesach is only Korban shlomim? Dilma kor of nami yela. Maybe it could be brought for Korban oil also. That's one shot. Inami says, Dilma hai lezavach shlomim means lemoiser oila the kor of shlomim kosi. Vizel nira yosef. That's a better shot. That's what we should learn. The kasher is now, how do we know to say it's going on the leftover money from a Korban Pesach, or the leftover Pesach goes l'shlomim? Maybe it means even on the Korban Oila. If somebody set aside $100 for Korban Oila, and later you only use $50. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with the extra $50? You buy another Korban Oila. For the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe the leftover money for the Korban Oila should also go l'shlomim. Why? Because an Oila could also be minat tzoin. So you're telling me now, any Korban that comes from tzoin, from sheep, the leftover goes to shlomim. So even a Korban Oila also, the leftover money should go for shlomim. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says the leftover money from the Korban Oila goes loyla. And for the Gemara, davo shein nebo elim minat tzoin. This pasuk vim minat tzoin means a type of a Korban that only comes from sheep. Yotis oila mashenk and a Korban Oila shibo af min abokur. A Korban Oila you can bring from any type of an animal you want, from sheep and from cattle. So since it comes minat bokor, therefore you don't have this drasha to say the leftover money of a Korban Oila should go minat shlomim. It's only left over from something that's only minat tzoin, like a Korban Pesach. So he's saving. So Abba Rabbi asked another kasha. Harei Oshim, what about a Korban Oshim? Why don't you say the leftover money from a Korban Oshim should go for shlomim? Because Oshim also only comes from tzoin, cannot come from bokor. Is Amar Rav Bun Bar Kano min hatzoin? The pasuk says v'yim min hatzoin. So we dashin dover shubo mikol hatzoin, a type of a korban that come from any type of a sheep. Sheep tzoin means kvosim and izim, means goats and lambs. Yotza oshem mashenk and a korban oshem she'ein nebo elim min elim. An oshem could only come from elim, from lambs. Elim are a lambs, an older lamb. A rim is an older limb. Yeah. It can only come from Elim. It can't come from goats, the kitzer. So an Oshram can't be an ace, can't be a goat. So therefore it's not nichl in this post to say, v'yim min atzoin kabonoi, it should go l'shlomim. So it's only talking about a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach can come from any type of atzoin. A Korban Pesach can come from goats or from lambs. So therefore, a Korban Pesach is good, fits into this pasuk. V'yim min atzoin, a Korban that comes from any type of a sheep, is Korban Zevach Shlomim. Mashenk and a Korban Oshim, that does only comes from Elim, it does not come from Ezim, you cannot bring a goat for a Korban Oshim, therefore you don't have this pasuk to say, the leftover money of an Oshim should go for Shlomim. The leftover money, the Mishnah says, goes with the Dover. Min Elim Bulvand. Yeah, fuga den abominism, right? Korban Oshem doesn't come from goats. Vaitam. V'chol after tomorrow, nukashinam. V'chol after all over, atoma, you always say, min lamayit. Usually the word min excludes something. Like here, the pasuk of yimin atzoin. All other places, min always means excluding, there's not something. like Kabbalah like says, the whole makom atoymer min lamayit kagoyin min abehema loytias a roiva or venirva min abok loytias a nevad a behema that was worshipped for avodah zarah or else roiva venirva, you can't use that animal for korban. Suppose it says min abokar, it's a miyit, not all animals. Vikan atmar min larabis, and he is telling me the word min means to include something. He's telling me now viim min atzorin kabonu zavach hashtom, and telling me a chiddush. That a carbon pesach, leftover money, or the leftover carbon pesach, goes to carbon shlomim. So you're saying a chiddush, that not only is there a push to the carbon shlomim, there's even a carbon pesach that comes out to be a carbon shlomim. So you're including something. That's not the way usually you do. Usually min exclude something. Amar Rav Mono, hochinami, min lamayit miyute. No, the word min also excludes something. Sheina bo ben shtei shonim. Let's talk about a carbon pesach, which cannot be 2 years old. A carbon pesach is only kosher 1 year old. The second year ready is possible. Who had din miyut shein abo in the keva? You don't have this din by in the keva because the carbon pesach can only be a zocher, can't be in the keva. So mele min also means mutim. When do we say this din that leftover money or the leftover carbon goes with shlomim? Min is a miyut, not all types, only 1 year old and only a zocher, not in the keva. Mashenkin v'gabe shlomim nami. The more saying that if we would have dashed in this pasuk. For an Oshim, it also would have been good. Is min lamayitu, shein abu elam in elam bovat, has on the kasha that we wanted to say, why doesn't this pasuk vim min atzoin come to tell us, Oshim, that also would have been good. Because an Oshim is a miyat, to say it's only coming from lamb, and not from goats. Shein abu elam in elam bovat, it doesn't come from izim. But, so that's what, it would have, that's why the kasha from Oshim is good. But the mice we don't learn out can't be including Oshem, because the pasuk says v'yimin hatzoin the extra hay hatzoin is mashma. It has to be such a carbon that could come from any type of a tzoin. It has to be a carbon that could come from either from goats, and an Oshem that can't come from goats is not included in this pasuk. Only a carbon pesach which comes from either a lamb or a goat, from both of them, that's included in v'yimin hatzoin. So the Mara Hayisivon, I have another kasha now. V'yoksi of the pasuk says. There's a possibility to say what? That minatzorin karbonoi, if you bring a lamb or you bring goats, is for karbon oila. Is a chur mayata from now, moisera pesach bo oila. It's what are you dashing a posting of a yikri gimel to say that leftover karbon pesach, v'yiminatzorin karbonoi zevach shlomim? You're dashing that posting that karbon pesach is a shlomim. Why don't you dashing a yikri aleph? The posting that says by karbon oila. But carbon oil also says the same lashon. It says v'im min atzorin karbonim min akvosim min oizim liyela. So why don't you dash in here also to say that there's some type of a carbon that comes from kvosim and izim, like a carbon pesach, that leftover of it should be a carbon oil. It's how do we know the leftover pesach of the shlamim? Maybe the leftover of a carbon pesach should be an oil. And the Gemara poshit meyator moiser a pesach boila. This part of kashtel. In other words, now what should come out is that the leftover of the carbon pesach should be for noila at this part of the kasha. How do we know to dashin from the pasuk shlomim? Maybe dashin it from the pasuk of a noila that a leftover of the carbon pesach goes to carbon noila. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Ovon Mishanin. I'll give you a teretz. Oh no, Mishanin. We change davar shulachila le davar shulachila. Hey, so matchila you had a carbon pesach here. Now, true, it passed by pesach. You don't need it anymore. So the question is now, what do we do with this carbon? So since at the right time, a carbon pesach you're allowed to eat, it's a svara, change it over to another carbon that you could also eat. A shlomim you're allowed to eat. However, the yain mishanin is a svara, don't change over this pesach to a carbon, davar shulachila. Like, don't change over the carbon pesach that was edible, ledavar shein lachila, into something that doesn't have heter achila. A carbon early you can't eat. So that's a svara to say the leftover pesach should have a din shlomim on it and not have a din oila. Another svara is, Amri Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Bun, Mishanan, he gives a teretz like this. Kochim kalim l'shem kochim kalim. It's good to change over a carbon pesach, which is a kochim kalim, into a shlomim, which is also a kochim kalim. The yem mishanan kochim kalim l'shem kochim kadoshim. But we don't change over a carbon of a carbon pesach, which was a kochim kalim, into a carbon oila, which is a kochim kadoshim. So that's the svara why, if you have two psukim to learn out pesach from, it's more mistabrak to learn it out from a carbon shlomim rather than a carbon oila. More Rabbi Yechin Lomar, Aldo Olil Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, like, asked the question on this next sugya we'll talk about. He came in the picture in this sugya. The Yina Namrin, the Spnei Bavel, say, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim. When you have a Korban Pesach, even after Pesach passed, went by, it by itself, the Korban doesn't come into a Shlomim, Elim came Shachatu L'Shem Shlomim. You have to shecht it now, B'Shash Shita, it's called, you have to have an Akira, like we had in Sochim. You have to have a Ferish HaKavana now, I'm shechting this Korban now, L'Shem Shlomim. That you have in mind, L'Shem Shlomim, that changes over the Gedusha, from a Korban Pesach into a Korban Shlomim. That's what B'nai Bavel says. V'ani Yoimer, Reb Chanina said, Afilu shachatu l'shem oyla. He yells, no, you don't have to shecht l'shem shlomim. As long as you shecht it l'shem something else, not l'shem korban pesach. It's any type of a machshava tzul you put on this korban, that makes it into a korban shlomim. So even if you shecht it with the machshava l'shem oyla, as long as you're not shechting l'shem korban pesach, that automatically makes it into a korban or a shlomim. In other words, you don't need an akira. It's enough just that you're not shecht l'shem pesach, that's enough. That's the Bechlinis Svarim. Amar Rabbi Ilo. Rabbi Ilo said like this. Time of the Rabbi Yechanan says like this. Amar Rabbi Ilo, time of the Rabbi Yechanan, im menatzoin kabonoi, le zevach shlomin. That means kol shu zevach bo shlomin. Now Rabbi Chanina saying over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Or, we start out to say, Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, "Heis aldo olu Rabbi Chanina." So Rabbi Yechanan said over, Rabbi Chanina said this. So Moral's explaining now, what's the time of Rabbi Yechanan? Like, how did he know that Chanina said this svara to say that if you have a korban Pesach after Pesach, even though you don't shecht it l'shem shlomim, any korban you shecht it for, it's kosher for shlomim. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Im min hatzorin kabonoi lezevach shlomim." So we dashin kol shu zevach bo shlomim. Has anything you shecht it for, it automatically becomes a shlomim. You don't have to shecht it l'shem shlomim, but by itself it becomes a shlomim. Like he says, l'zevach shlomim, kroy yiseru, it's an extra posik, to have a moslem michtav l'shlomim. It could have just said l'shlomim. And it says l'zevach, so in dashin, kol shu zevach, kloimer, l'chol zevach shiz v'chenum, l'shlomim yehei. To any type of a carbon you shecht it for now, automatically it turns into a carbon shlomim. Like you mazbim sochim. But you say it is that you have a carbon pesach. If the pesach is not going for the carbon pesach, so all you have to do is just shecht it for any type of psul that automatically like takes off the kedushas pesach on it. Once the kedushas pesach goes off it, automatically by itself the Torah put the shlomim there. Or else some say really every carbon pesach really is a carbon shlomim. Just on top of the Korban Shlomim, there's the Kedushas Pesach. All you have to do is just take off the Kedushas Pesach, and automatically the Shlomim is there. So you just have to shecht it for some machshava that passes it for a terrorist Korban Pesach, for any other Korban achutz from the Korban Pesach, and then automatically it becomes the Shlomim. That's what B'chanin is for. So tomorrow, U'mishtane l'machsheves psul heichavida. What's going to be the locha of this Korban Pesach now? That when you shecht it, you shecht it l'machsheves pigul. Like you instead of stam shechtel l'shem shlomim, you shechtel almanas, teed it in 3 days from now. Shechtel l'shem oyla almanas lizrok domo l'mocher. What's going to be if you did two things wrong? Like you shechtel this korban pesach l'shem oyla, and that's one thing wrong. Almanas that the zrikas adam should do tomorrow, which usually that machshava makes it into pigle. So does it become possible or not? That's the question. So he answers back, mikom makom possible. Of course it's possible. Like why not? Like, even if you want to say you make it into a carbon oil also has this psula pigle. Like, any carbon you want, if you shecht it almanas to make this rika tomorrow, that's a machsheves pigle. That's chuslas manoi. The Torah says it's pigle. It's a chayav chiv kurus if you eat it. So what do I care now you take this carbon pesach? And instead of shechting l'shem shlomin, you shecht it l'shem carbon oil, so what? Like, it can't be worse than it'll be a carbon oil itself. And still there's halacha that it becomes pigle. So for sure it'll be psul, it'll be a big pigle. And the Gemara ain't tamer mishtana l'machsheves psul pigul ain't tamer ain't mishtana l'machsheves psul pigul. Mermaids say like this. Like we have this sugya in Zvachim that says that the din of pigul is when you have a korban, we have katsoyas kosher kacha katsoyas psul. Whereas the machshev, the chiddush of pigul is, let's say you have a korban shlomim, you shech the korban l'shem korban shlomim. Really, you did all dollar avodis. You did the shchita, the kabbalah, the locha, and the zrika. Everything was good. There's only one thing you thought wrong. You had a machshavas pigul here.
that you thought you're going to make this rika chuslas manoi. I'm going to make this rika tomorrow, not at the right time. Then it's chalap psul pigul. What about if you had another machsheves psul also there? Achutz from the psul pigul, you thought something else. The moshe, you have a korban oila, and you shech the korban oila l'shem korban chatis. So there's a psul shino kaidish there. So, and then you also thought b'shashchita, you want to do this rika tomorrow. Then we say it's not chalda, you say the pigul. Because pigul has to be that if not for this machshav that I'm going to do it tomorrow, everything else was done kosher. But here, even without that machshav, it's puzzle, because you did the korban erla, l'shem a korban chatis, which makes the korban puzzle. So then we say there's no yisrael of pigul is chal. So you know, that's his shayla here. Here I took this korban pesach, and I shechted l'shem oyla. If that's going to be a psul, that I shechted l'shem oyla, instead of shechting l'shem shlomin, I shechted l'shem oyla. So if you're going to tell me this chal of psul, this korban right now, so even though then I also had the machshava to make this rika tomorrow, it won't be chal pigul, because there's a psul in the avoidus. The avoidus weren't done right, because you had a machshava, the wrong machshava, to make it into a korban oyla when it should have been a shlomin. But on the other side is no. If you tell me now the fact you take this korban pesach and you shecht l'shem oyla, that's no psul. For that alone, faket, like Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan learns, automatically becomes into a shlomin. So really the korban should be a kosher shlomin. Now the only thing is wrong is that you have this machshava to shecht, to make this rika tomorrow, then it would be pigul. So that was his shayla. In other words, when you have two wrong machshavas here, you have this korban pesach, and you shecht l'shem a korban oyla, and that you want to make this rika tomorrow, if you tell me the fact you shecht l'shem oyla doesn't make any difference, it's still kosher, it's automatically a korban shlamim, then it would be chal pigul. It would be a nisa karas on it. But if you tell me no, the fact you shecht l'shem oyla made a psul here, so once it's psul, it can't be chal the psul pigul anymore, there won't be a nisa karas anymore, it'll only stand be psul, there won't be a chiv karas. So that was the shayla. The more vaita. What about lishmoi v'shloi lishmoi b'shal yemoi sashona? You have this korban pesach that after pesach you shecht it lishmoi l'shem korban pesach and also shloi lishmoi. Now the locker is like this: if you stand take the korban pesach itself and after pesach shechted l'shem korban pesach, that's puzzle, because after you dalal b'nisan you can't use it anymore. If you shecht the shloi lishmoi, that means not for pesach or anything else, then it's kosher. Because if it's shechting and not for Pesach, you take off the Kedushas Pesach, and automatically it becomes a Shlomim. What about if you had both Machshavos here? Lishmoi, v'shloi lishmoi, b'shal yemoi sashona. It's Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba. Mechivon shem loy shem, since now it's after Pesach, so really it's not called the Korban Pesach anymore, I tell you, nasa kishoichtoi lishmoi, v'shloi lishmoi, b'shtika. It's as if you kept quiet the whole time. Now that's what you said, it should be lishmoi, and it should be shloi lishmoi, but there's no really lishmoi on it anymore, because it's not Pesach, they have the Pesach already. So he said, oblivs like a shtika, like a shechta, it's tam, and minastam, the carbon is also kosher. Oblivs kishtika, that's kosher. Vu kosher, therefore it's good. Omalei, he answered back, im kainu, that's a svara, im kainu, afilu shochtu lishmoi, even if you made the shchita only lishmoi, just l'shem carbon Pesach, it should also be kosher. Almanas lisrak damish shloi lishmoi, and then also you had a machshava that b'shas zrika you wanted that to be done shloi lishmoi. But the ikakasher is that when you have the machshava b'shas shchita to shecht l'shem korban pesach, why is that possible? Yase mishor rishayna kishechta lishmoi b'shloi lishmoi b'shtika. If you're telling, v'yehi kosher, it should be kosher. If you're telling me now, since it's after Pesach, so it's not really a korban pesach anymore, so even if you shecht l'shem korban pesach, it should still be kosher. And that's the kasha, because we know not like that. We know if you shecht this korban only l'shem korban pesach, havad of his posel. Is Omer Rabbi Abba Mori, ma noimar, who tells you, b'shtika kosher, that at b'chal, it's considered like a kept quiet that is kosher. Or in yamma b'shtika posel, maybe no, let's say this keeping quiet is called its posel. So some learns pshat is that, there's a chilik. In the first case, when you said b'shashchita lishmoi en shloi lishmoi, since you said shloi lishmoi, that makes it kosher, like you oikah the shem pesach. But here, b'shash chita, you only saying lishmoi, so this is not called the shtika. This is called yeshachting the korban pesach, lishem korban pesach. And since now it's not pesach, senach naim with the korban is posel. So there's a difference in the two cases. So again, it's only kosher when b'shash chita you're mentioning the shloi lishmoi, even though you're also saying lishmoi, but since you also say shloi lishmoi, that's when it's kosher. But if you don't mention both, then tak it's posel.
holding up Zayin. His last Gemara was, the Mishnah says, Moise Nozir L'Nedova. The leftover money you have for a Nozir, that you put aside the money to buy Kabbanis for a Nozir, goes L'Nedova.